6431290, and Gord joins us. Hi, Gord.
Hi, Jim. This is no big revelation. I think Thomas Saz has been saying this for 25 years. Basically, what we're talking about is behavior, correct?
Well, I suppose that's the result, isn't it? Yes. Well, the cause and the result.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would say all behavior is voluntary. And all these theories about the causation of behavior is nonsense, except for the idea of people willing it to happen. The idea that violence in society is caused by external factors is nonsense. The idea that addiction is caused by anything other than a will to make it happen is nonsense, period.
What if, though, what if addiction is, in fact, an illness?
An illness.
What if?
It can't be demonstrated. There's no lesion. If you look up the definition of disease, for example, you won't find that addiction could be defined as an illness, because an illness is not defined as an addiction if you really carefully look at the definition of the word.
Well, what about if we go beyond the letter of the law and look at the spirit of the law as far as the word is concerned? I mean, depression, which we talked about earlier on the show, you know, is depression a disease? There are not necessarily any lesions with depression or scars or visible wounds.
No, there are some theories that there is a process of chemical imbalances which causes depression in people.
Yeah.
Now, that would be outside of the realm of will.
Okay. So anything that is beyond the control of your mind, then you're exempting that. But things that you can control.
Right. And yeah. That's why I think that still does not change whether the drugs should be legal or illegal, though. Drugs should be perfectly legal because people should be allowed to ingest what they want to ingest, because it should be an individual choice.
What are the implications, do you think, for if people were to start to buy his theory? Do you think it would have a positive effect on society or a negative effect? Seems to me there'd be a lot of people who would be ready to say, anybody who uses anything is, we've got to make the laws even tougher, because they're just doing it because they want to do it. They don't have a problem. Let's make the laws even tougher.
Well, I think that would be kind of thuggish on their part.
Yes, but that's not the first time that thuggish things have happened in society.
Well, it's true, but I mean, we should let people behave in certain fashions if they do not physically hurt other people or do not defraud other people, and that's it, period. As a principle, that should be applied across the board, and if people say, well, we should put people in jail for ingesting certain products, I'd say they're wacko.
Gord, let me ask you this question about that. One of the great concerns that the law enforcement people have about the abuse of substances is the difficulty it creates for them, the difficulty it can create for individuals in controlling their own behavior after they've ingested, whether it's alcohol or drugs or whatever. And the other problem law enforcement people particularly have is that it's very difficult to tell if someone's character has been altered and they're violent or suicidal or whatever they may be. It's very difficult to tell, what drugs they may have taken. So a little easier with alcohol, they can give them a breathalyzer and they know. If we were to say, okay, we're going to make all drugs legal, we know that there are people, whether it's voluntary or involuntary, who are going to abuse those things, who are going to drive, who are going to, do all sorts of things they shouldn't be doing. How do we address that problem in the kind of wide open society that you're talking about? Because
you're talking sort of a preventative measure.
Well, because you're talking about a society where individual responsibility is paramount, and I don't have a problem with that.
Right.
But what if you don't live up to your responsibility in that society? Say, for example, that you take a handful of uppers and a three or four shots of whiskey and get behind the wheel of your car and kill somebody. In that society, what kind of sanction?
You'd have to take responsibility for the action even if you didn't ingest it. So that would be no excuse.
But would you see in a society like that that perhaps the sanctions against that would be much harsher than they are in this society?
Well, they should be now anyways. What we do to people who hurt other people now is pretty pathetic now. in my opinion, anyway. So,
we just need to extend it further in that situation as well.
Well, yeah. I think right now what we do is we tend to excuse people who abuse substances. The drunken defense issue.
But that's
crazy.
But what do we do? What's the alternative? We say now, okay, a guy gets behind the wheel of his car and kills somebody, and it happens every month in this country somewhere. And they kill somebody, and they'll get 2 years or 3 years. Maybe if it's a really horrible, horrible thing, they might get 4 years in jail for it. They have ended the lives of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many people. And the most we can seem to do is to slap them on the wrist and put them in jail for 4 or 5 years. Now, on the one hand, we say, well, that's pretty non-productive to lock them up for that period of time. I mean, there's nothing being served here except perhaps justice. On the other hand, there are people who say they should never get out of jail. How do we balance those two? Now, you're a great believer in civil liberties and individual responsibilities. If you were the judge and they said, Gord, we want you to set up a new system. We're going to make, everybody can do anything they want as long as they do it responsibly. What are we going to do with the people who are irresponsible?
Well, I would think that justice would be paramount in that issue. I mean, the principle is that you should do no harm to others.
But is justice an eye for an eye?
But if you do harm to others, then you should be put away to the fullest extent possible. And I think if you kill people, you should be put away forever, period.
End of story.
Right. I even though I'm a civil libertarian and believe that people should have freedom, doesn't mean that I think they should get away with murder,
right?
Because I think that is in principle wrong, and what we're doing now is we're allowing people to get away with murder sometimes, and under the drunken defense issue, and I think it's ludicrous, and I think it's part and parcel of this idea that addiction is something that is not under our control.
But Warren Allman said, the former Solicitor General, said not too long ago on a show that I hosted, that it was a waste of time to necessarily lock people up for a long period of time. He's talking about Section 745.
Well, waste of time for who?
Well, he said, we were wasting these human lives of these people. That
yeah, but hold on. Whose life did they waste in the first place?
That's obviously the good response. But his contention is that those people are already dead. Why add to the tragedy by locking people up for the rest of their lives?
Well, I think we have to stick by the idea that justice is paramount, and that if you do harm to others, you have to take the responsibility for it. And if your life is wasted because of that, so be it.
All righty. Thanks for the call, Gord.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.